have Craig. It's pronounced Polfus, but it is spelled P-O-L-S-F-U-S-S. So if you are Googling it, make sure to get that spelling correct. Craig actually reached out to us to introduce his new book called Reality Shattering Insights. So thank you so much for being here today, Craig.
Oh, thanks. It's an honor to be here and to be able to share this work because I'm excited about how it can help people.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we dive into that, we'd love to learn a little bit more about you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from, your professional background, a few interests or hobbies, all that good stuff.
I'll keep it short.
Okay, sounds good.
Actually, I spent the first 12 years of my life in Le Sueur.
Okay.
And fell in love with southern Minnesota. And then my father was transferred to the Twin Cities, went up there till I went through college, and then started a family of my own. And then about 3 years ago, I was able to move south from the suburbs to Cannon Falls, which is right next to Northfield here. And
One of my favorite diners, Nick's Diner.
Fantastic.
Oh, love it.
And it kind of felt like going back to Le Sueur in a way, kind of
sure.
getting out of the city and more rural. And so I just love it.
Very nice.
And then a little more of the story. So then I got a couple degrees, became a clinical social worker and a psychologist.
All right.
In my 20s and continued with the psychology license to this point, have a private practice where I have clients, as I was telling you, from all over the world. And they're all either getting newly introduced to this breakthrough in the field that I've been a part of, and a pioneer and published in, actually, in professional journals, or they get exposed to it when they meet me. And it's really fun because it simplifies our understanding of how we work as human beings and what the mind is and the power, the amazing power we have, actually unlimited, that we don't realize because we just get caught up in our day-to-day perceptions and experiences. And we kind of forget there's a us behind all that, looking through that into the world. Mm-hmm. And so it can start to sound kind of interesting but weird when you talk that way, right?
Sure, sure.
But if a person is ready to consider that and then reflects, I can help people get in touch with the them behind their eyes or the them behind the them they usually think they are. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a this way, I'm a nervous person, I'm a happy person, I'm a smart, I'm a that. And it's like, well, there's a you behind that that's making that up as you go, right?
Sure.
And we forget that because that originally when we were born, that wasn't there. Mm-hmm. We learned it and we made it up. And then most of us live in it and we forget, wait a minute. We're looking for, there's got to be a way out of it. My world is, especially on the end of the spectrum where people are suffering. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's got to be a better way. Well, intuitively, they know deep down, well, there was a place way back when I felt really right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what happened? Well, when we can start to see not only that we made up our identity,
mm-hmm.
we had no, you know, formed identity when we were born. We were just who we were.
Right.
Feeling, and then now, you're a smart little boy. You're a good little boy. You're, and we start to,
yeah.
oh, that's who I am. And then, like we were chatting a little before we came on the air, we identify with that. And when we identify with it, it kind of locks it in experientially.
Yep.
And if it's not a good identity, we get trapped in it.
Mm.
So I help people kind of back up and see, you know, not only can you get a new, better, more wise, happy, effective, fulfilled identity,
mm-hmm.
but it's not in the direction where you make it up mentally. Well, let's see. I want to be smart and I want to be popular. And it's more like, no, it's already your perfect identity is already back there and you just kind of reconnect with it.
Okay.
And it has an impact. And that's what I meant when I chatted with you about I had my own awakening, profound awakening at age 28 that just shifted my understanding and my work with people. And I've been on fire since then to share it with people. So here I am, and thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you just – I have not read your book, Mr. Polfus, but just over the weekend, I was watching a television show that nobody would ever accuse of being highbrow, right? The White Lotus on HBO, right? But in the last couple of episodes of this past season – there's a lot of talk about this whole concept that identity can be a prison. It's a sort of a Buddhist. They present it as a Buddhist idea, and that just exactly what you're saying. And it was it's interesting that you're having this conversation with Ryan right now, because it was sort of an idea that hit me right between the eyes 4 days ago.
Yeah,
and now here you are.
Yeah.
This is a fascinating.
I love that concept. You're picking up on it, and it's like, oh, it must be time in your life to be getting that input, right? Yeah. And getting here it is again. Here it is again. Yeah. Let's see where it goes from.
Yeah,
here.
The universe is. I'm good with my identity. Well, the universe is tapping me on the shoulder. I mean,
if we create our identity as we get conditioned, we can create really good ones.
Yeah,
but if it doesn't allow for, I guess the word I want to use is our original identity, which just came in and was like,
there it is.
Here I am. I'm alive without definition. In fact, I make it up as I go, and it's fascinating. But if I forget that and go, no, there's a world that I'm imprisoned in and I'm a victim, and that the traffic creates my stress, of course, and my job. And it's like, no, it doesn't. It's your mind.
So are we talking in terms of the way you want to present yourself, or the way you do present yourself versus maybe the way you want to, or is it being more honest with yourself?
It's more the second. The first thing you said, I think, is an outcome. Yeah. But I think it's more like I talk in my book at the beginning, especially about listening to your heart, and that we have everyone, if you listen, if you kind of reflect, you'll find that there's an inner thirst, I call it. And I say that inner thirst for, and maybe you don't know how to define it. Mm-hmm. It's an inner thirst for something that when you find it, you'll go, oh yeah, and it'll start to quench that thirst. That feels right. Mm-hmm. And I say that's your best friend. And I thought I was flawed. Before I had that wake up at 28, outwardly, my life was fantastic. Good family, good raising, friends, education, smart, athlete, beautiful girlfriend I married when I was 21. I was totally mature then, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm still married to her, by the way.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations that you're still married. Right? And but I had this growing inner thirst for something, and I thought, is it God? Is it my true self? Is it truth? Is it, what is it? And it doesn't have to be defined. It's part of what's cool. And
interesting.
Yeah. And that, but so I thought, what's wrong with me that, you know, I got my good grades, I got my advanced degrees, I'm helping people, I'm loving helping people, but something's still dissatisfied. And finally I came to a point of a turning point where it was like, whew, and I sometimes will say it, describe it like my mind, my life, my world, myself turned inside out. And now it's, instead of like a world of effort to try to get and keep and make what a good life, it's like, it's kind of like going back to like, whew, oh, and I can just relax and be in a flow state, and it comes to me like this interview.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
So is the reality shattering insight, is that kind of that sort of aha epiphany, maybe some people might call it, where you just have this realization that what you thought about yourself is not the case, or maybe is the case.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. But yes and no.
Okay.
Yes, in that the degree to which that's more intellectual can be extremely useful, but it's more than that. So it's like not just realizing, oh, like we talked about an example in the book, and in fact, I give 14 reality-shattering insights in the book. And there was the main example in the book is a man named Sidney Banks, and he had an insight. He was racked with insecurity, and was so insecure that I would, if I had to diagnose him, I would have called it social phobia or social anxiety. He couldn't talk in front of people he thought were more intelligent than him. Mm. And there's a whole backstory about why that was. But there was a moment where he was going on and on to a friend about how insecure he was. And his friend said, Sid, you're not insecure. You just think you are. Mm. And Sid, it just hit him. It was like the truth of it hit him. And he said, "Do you realize what you just told me?" And I goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And he could see he didn't. And the depth of that hit him so hard that it started a three-day, three-night process of insight that woke him up and freed him from the identity he had carried his whole life and felt, because he held it in his mind. He felt it. And then, see, there's where we make the innocent mistake. Well, if I feel it every day, it must be true. I must be, he felt unlovable, insecure, a whole bunch of things. Mm-hmm. And it all just released because he saw, I just made that up in my mind. Mm. So now it goes beyond just a, oh yeah, I can see it. That's a good insight and an epiphany, to a actual transformation. Mm-hmm. So I don't say read this book and that'll happen for you, but I can say it happens in human life. We're designed for it, and read this book and you can start your journey towards that. And in a moment it can happen. Mm. Sid, one of the famous, Sid's no longer with us. He passed away, but one of the famous quotes of his is, he says, "Your mental health is one thought away."
Mm.
It's not decades of therapy away because you had decades of trauma or struggle.
Sure.
It's one, you can, it's right here, and you're just innocently distracted from it. Mm. So it's like, to whatever degree, I was saying this before we went on the air, that it's like there's a us behind our eyes looking through our eyes. We're just used to look, being involved in what our eyes are seeing, or our senses, or our self that we're used to, our identity. But sure, who's the us looking through our eyes? Well, it must be more of who we really are. Mm-hmm. And the way you get to know that is you get interested, you listen and reflect, and you feel your way to it.
Mm.
And most of us try to think our way to it, and that only keeps us wrapped up in our head.
Sure.
Right?
Sure, absolutely. Because at first glance, some folks may look at this book and they might think, oh, it's another self-help guru-y type book. But yep, you actually have a really great category for it, if you mind telling us a little bit about what you categorize this book as.
Well, the best I've come up with it, I think, is just personal transformation. Mm-hmm. Kind of the step beyond personal growth. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get happier and be more effective in communication and self-aware and all the, and that's all great. Mm-hmm. It's not saying none of that's any good, but human beings are evolutionary beings, and I've discovered, I can speak from my own experience, there's unlimited ability to keep awakening and evolving and developing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, what's that magical transformational intelligence or energy in us? Some would call it God.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, but in my mind, you don't have to. You have, what's important, get to know that, because it's you too. It's your higher self, you might call it.
Sure.
But get to know that, and you'll know with, there's a threshold that I experienced myself where, well, that question is answered now. No doubt, I know who I am, why I'm here. Now it's a matter of living that out and living in that more and more and more and more. And at the heart of it, of course, you love to share it with other human beings, because you realize, this might sound weird, we're the same.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have the same heart. It wants the same things. But we have all our unique outer versions that we've created out of our individual minds.
Sure.
So, but at the core, we all are the same life force with the same life intelligence and the same life abilities, and we're all using them to various degrees. So if spontaneous remission from cancer or addictions is possible, it's one thought away.
Right. Interesting. The idea that we're all the same, I don't think is weird at all. And mm-hmm. I think more people need to understand that. Yeah. There. Okay. Yeah.
On the surface, we're not. Mm-hmm. On the surface, we're all unique. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Infinite possibilities.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
And cool. This book is actually going to be, it's the first book in a 4-book series.
Yes.
Correct. And what is the name of the series going to be called again?
The overall series is called The Vortex of Living Truth.
Okay. So that is quite a robust title. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you came to that?
Well, out of my own experience, I realized life has two sides to it.
Mm-hmm.
At the essential, most profound level. On one side, and this could sound weird to some people, it's non-physical. It's no thing. It's infinite being.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the side where it's constant motion, expression. So we have this sense of time, space, and matter, and you know, time moving forward. We're sitting here and we have this experience of having this interview and getting the thoughts and feelings related to it and all that. And in my deepening yet awareness and understanding and experience, the term vortex kept occurring to me as descriptive of when you think, and first I thought of it as like a whirlpool in an ocean. You can kind of think of it visually that way. Mm-hmm. The ocean is that being, and then there, the ocean doesn't change itself. It's just swirling in a certain point, and you could say, sure, well, that's me, and you're a vortex over there in the ocean.
Okay.
And then you can expand that out to where it's at, there's many levels of many vortexes and get into quantum physics and all that kind of stuff, right? But that idea that there's a place with the vortex where at the point, the V, where it's as if it's nothing. And then, and it's a whole living thing, and it's the same intelligence outside of the vortex and in the vortex, but in the vortex it's moving, and what makes it move? The first and foremost, the intelligence of the ocean, but then it gives us as individual vortices our own choice in how it's going to swirl.
Okay.
So here, you went into radio. I went into radio, as I told you, back for a number of years in college. And then I went into psychology, and we went, and I went with this girl instead of that girl. And, you know, it's like, and we are creating from ourselves, and we maybe don't realize it, but we're the power that's coming up with our experience on loan from that big ocean power of myself, you know, not egoistically.
Sure.
But so that's where the vortex idea came from. So that's why I developed that throughout the four books. Okay. The second book is about this breakthrough psychology that I've been a part of that correlated exactly with what I woke up to in my own personal awakening. And then synchronistically, life drew me to a few other psychologists who were realizing the same thing related to this Sid Banks person, who was a welder. He wasn't a psychologist. Mm-hmm. But he's what he did or started in his life has rippled now through the whole world and is changing the field of psychology. And it's not in the main street quite yet, but it's going further and further. So the second book is more about his story and that new understanding in the field that just makes things clearer and more simple. Mm-hmm. And then the third book is about the ability beyond that to actually fully invert inside. And that starts to address two main topics. I can't go into take the time for it too much here, but one is what you might call meditation. Mm-hmm. And the other, I bring in a lot of my neuroscience background. I can articulate the brain side of what I'm talking about pretty well. So I bring that in the third book. And then the fourth book is kind of like, if you've been with me this far, where do we go from here? And it's kind of like, where do we go from here to create heaven on earth, so to speak, metaphorically?
Sure. Because your first book, this is the one book you have out right now. You're working on the other ones.
Yep.
And this book, from what I gleaned, it's definitely kind of prepping you for what's to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, as I've described, it's kind of like an appetizer. Like, take a taste of this, and if you like it, then there's a bigger meal, you know, four courses, I guess you could call it. There's more of the meal to come. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you know, sit here and drill through this whole thing and get it all. No, it's just taste it. Do you find benefit? In fact, this book of mine, as well as others I refer people to through my books, you can go back to that book and keep getting more and more out of it. Before this was finally published, I shared the manuscript with four other people just to get some feedback to make final refinements, and three of those were clients of mine, and two of them were females, and both females who didn't know each other and still don't came back raving about it, and both saying, this book helped me resolve it very troubling issues I've had with men. And one of them even said, for 12 years, she specified it. And the other one said, like a decade or something. Mm. And it's like, and the amazing thing is, there's not one place in this book where I talk about relationships with men.
Yeah.
But they just were able to access the place in them that had the wisdom and insight, and it applied it for them. So yeah. It's kind of fun.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. And it's a fairly quick read. You know, yep. It's only about 140, 150 pages
yep.
in the first book. So it's not something that would take you a super long time to get through. Yep. And what I really appreciated about this first book is you kept reiterating, hey, this may be, you may get a little bit out of it. You may get a lot out of it. You may not get anything out of it, but you can always come back to it later. You know, it wasn't pushy, you know, because sometimes I've read some other books kind of in this personal growth transformation and
or
self-help category. Yeah. And they can be very aggressive with their, like, just, you know, you just got to do this. You just got to start thinking this way. And it's like, I like this. This is much more of an inviting approach.
It's aligned with true nature of life, right? It's mm-hmm. like what you described there, and I know what you're talking about. It's like, okay, I want to plant the garden of personal growth and transformation, and here's the seeds I put them in. Now grow. Now
yeah,
sprout.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you know, and it's like, no, it has its own organic way, and what can mm-hmm. you do? Pay attention. Oh, there's some weeds. Weed. Here, mm-hmm. give it some water. Give it some fertilizer. Okay. And it'll have its own organic emergence, and then it feels mm-hmm. right and good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not, you're not doing all your personal transformation in a day. Well, excellent. We are actually coming up on our time here, but I'd just like to let folks know, where can they find your book if they're interested to learn more?
Well, like most books, I just point you to go to Amazon, mm-hmm. put my name in or put Reality Shattering Insights in, and it'll pop right up. And sounds if people want to contact me, I mean, I do have a little website, craigpulsfus.com.
Okay.
And you can email me at craig@craigpulsfus.com, of all places.
There you go. Believe so, it or not.
Yeah.
Pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
And excellent. It's POLSFUSS.
Correct.
Yes.
Sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. But the pronunciation, the S is silent.
Yes.
So there you go. Well, Craig, thank you so much for taking your time to be here today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Tell us all about this book. So check it out. That is Craig Pulsfus, but pronounced Pulfus, Reality Shattering Insights. Go check it out.